welcome to the Tackling Life Podcast with the great Ray Lewis and me, Dr. Christian Conti. It's a success podcast that tackles life through the lessons of sports, and it's Fan Friday, and we love Fan Friday. How you doing, Ray?
Doc, Fan Friday, always giving somebody something to chase. You know, it's always something to do. It's always something to do.
I mean, always. We got so much stuff from all over. I mean, we get some deep questions, and we got a couple deep questions we're going to address today. Wrapped up filming from a whole long month worth of filming. It's been a lot of work, but it was great. So today is the final day for that, and I'm stoked. So get to move on now to the next project. But listen, we got some good questions, Ray. Let me jump into it. Jessica sent us a question, and she said this. She said she's married. She's separated right now from a very, very angry man who's sometimes nice, but most of the time he has no patience for me or our kids, and they can't talk to him because all he does is get mad and scream at them. The kids love him, but they don't want to be around him because all he does is yell at them. She really needs our help. She just really wants us to help her and her kids. So, Jessica, thank you for the question. That's a deep question. We respect that. But we want to address it because we like to keep things light. But at the same time, when we get these real, real questions, like, we want to be able to help. So I super appreciate this.
Look, I tell you what, Doc, you know, and I come from a different place, you know, and I'm not going to, you know, shy away from the things I learned, you know, when I hear things like this, right? Because when the kids are affected by adults' actions towards each other, towards the kids, whatever, I always have a personal problem with that. Me, why? Is because I had to live it, you know?
Yeah.
And one of the most frustrating things to me ever was, you know, whether you're an absent parent or whether you're a parent in the house and the kids don't want to be around you, that's like being absent because they're canceling you out. And I did it, Doc, and you know my story, but I did it, Doc, from a place of pain because yes. I was canceled out, because I didn't want to hear his voice, because I couldn't believe that he wouldn't come around me. I couldn't believe that he wouldn't love me as a son. I couldn't believe. That's why people, I'm telling you, Doc, man, so many people don't know why my edge will always be my edge, because they will never know how you feel when you are abused by a parent. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, man, my mom, and I'm not exposed to nothing that she's not comfortable with. She wrote it in her book. But my mom endured some of the greatest mental and physical abuse that I've ever seen growing up as a kid. Mm. And it inspired me. Jessica, what I'm telling you, it inspired me as a little kid that she never gave up. She never spoke an ill word about my father. And all she did was teach me the things that she knew would help me in life. But what it did for me, Doc, was it woke me up very early in life. And I said at 10 years old that a man will never yell, curse, or put his hands on my mother again. Mm. So what I'm telling you is, sooner or later, I asked my mom a question when I was little, Jessica. I asked her, I said, Mom, why do you do this? Why do you keep going through this? And she says, Junior, I have no other choice. And I said, what do you mean? And she said, because this is for my kids. So what I'm telling Jessica is, don't stay there and deal with the abuse side of things. If he does not change, then you have to do the best for your kids.
Yes.
And that's what my mom done for us. My mom... Yes. She moved out of some bad situations, and she was going to make sure that her kids was not going to be mistreated and watch her being mistreated at the same time.
I'm really glad you said that, because I know your story, and I know there are just even the most basic part of the fact of what you've expressed, even in the book about what your mom had gone through. And for you, and this is so important. This has stuck with you your entire life. Like, it impacted you. And I need Jessica to hear that her kids are going, that it'll stick with them for the rest of their life. But you also said something that was probably one of the best things for Jessica and every parent out there to understand. Your mom, it wasn't a matter of saying negative things, because when children are stuck, all right, they're already there. They already have the parents that are their parents. So Jessica, you talking about all that negative, you don't want to make sure you jump into that, because then they just associate that negativity with you. So you keep leading like Ray's mom did, with example, by love and compassion and being that beacon of strength, and not jumping into the negativity that he is. But you have to understand this too. Look, not everybody is cut out to be in a relationship. Sometimes, for whatever reason, relationships, people are not good together. And I don't know why that is, but it's true. And so whenever it becomes to that point where it's abusive and kids and people are scared and things like that, it's not okay. So I would really listen to the words Ray said right there, I think, because that's from experience. And let's not, and I don't want this message to get across either. Ray became the greatest football player in the history of the game. And it's not, you're like, okay, well, if my kids, they endure this, they're going to become the greatest, because many people don't have that inner strength that Ray has to be able to get to that place. So from the vast, vast, vast majority of kids who go through that kind of stuff, it sticks with them in a negative way. And they go down a negative spiral. And that's a reality that I really want you to hear. But that's just a deep question and a good question.
Yeah, I mean, great question from a lot of different levels, dog. You just kind of, you know, put a cap on it, because the kids will never forget it. They will never forget it. I don't care what you do, how great you become in their lives, they'll never forget it. And I think, you know, Jessica, my mom was a single mother, 5 kids, and financially it was extremely hard to support kids, you know, at that time, for sure. And so I don't know your total situation, but I will tell you, you know, keep them close to you, keep them close to God, keep them understanding that this isn't life, that like there is another side of life, because that's honestly what gave me the strength, Doc, to keep going on. That my mother used to always tell me that this will not last always. And I used to take her and hold her to her word. And sometimes I used to walk in there and say, Mom, you said this won't last always. Why did he hit you again? Like, why? Yeah. And she said, baby, I can't explain it. We just got to trust me. And I'm telling you, I figured out how to love my mother through pain. Mm. And that's what made me start working out so hard. That's why that's why I still to this day, I don't play with people. I don't play with people like disrespecting people. I don't play with people treating people a certain way in my entire life. If it's not on a football field, Doc, the Lord himself knows, man, I have never throughout ill feelings towards nobody. I don't have that. I've never hurt nobody, because I saw it from a level that was absolutely embarrassing. So Jessica, listen, keep going, but isolate your kids from seeing that abuse. And if he cannot be man enough to control himself, I'm telling you, man, because I call dudes like that, and excuse my French, Doc, but I call dudes like that cowards. Like, when you do women like that, when you do kids like that, because I lived that. And that was a coward that stayed away from me and did not want to come be a father. And so sooner or later, Jessica, you got to do what's best for you and your kids. Many blessings to you, but I wish and hope and I pray for you definitely for the best.
100%. Thank you so much, Jessica, because that's just very, very powerful. It's tackling life. That's why we tackle all aspects of it. Stick around with us. We'll be right back after this break. We're going to answer another question. If you want to be a part of the show, call 646-762-4432. You can leave us a message. Fan Friday is the time we take to answer your questions. So if you want to call in and ask, we get lots of people who write in. But if you want to call in also, it's 646-762-4432. All right, it's Fan Friday, and you know, we call this show Tackling Life because we tackle all things with life. George wrote in, and George said that he is going through a divorce. Well, he has a young child. He says, I know I'm to blame for my part in the relationship, but he wants to know, is it ever just one person to blame for the marriage ending? So, George, that's such a vague question, buddy, because we don't know much more about it than you understand that you accept your part. I will say this. I believe that in every relationship, everybody has a role. Everybody has a role in any relationship that they play in. Now, that being said, I will say irrefutably, undeniably, and as clearly as possible, no one ever causes anybody to abuse them or hurt them in any way. And you haven't told us much of your story other than you want to know, is it true that is it ever just one person to blame for a marriage ending? I do say this, we all play a role in life. So for whatever reason, whatever that role is, we contribute in some way. And like I say, the only line I cross or only line I draw sharply is no one ever makes somebody hurt them. No one ever makes somebody abuse them. But other than that, man, yeah, there's always reasons why people do what we do. There's reasons why we're drawn together, and there's reasons why we fall apart.
Yeah, dog. And look, man, and we know the facts of life, right? There's her side of the story, there's your side of the story, and then there's the truth.
And so
George, you know, George, I always said this, man, that, you know, in relationships, whether you're married or not, you know, whether you're in a relationship for a long time, I think you got to ask yourself a real hard question. Like, I hear what you're saying. The first thing you said is you admit it. So that's a man, right? Because you admit it that it's part of you. That's part of this problem, right? So I think I'm going to go a little different route with this thought, because I think the challenge that I would love to say to George is, if you loved her, then why not do it right? Mm. See, I think sometimes we take the word love and we use it almost in a context as a friend. And I'll give you an example. The way you love Kaya, Doc, the way I love my kids, it's certain things, no matter what, I'm never doing to my kids. I don't care what nobody says.
Yeah.
And so when you say I do to a woman, that's the same love. That love, and that's why you have to be, I think, upfront and honest with yourself. If you know, George, that it's not working, then do everybody a favor and remove yourself without causing harm on everybody else.
That's
a man that she will even respect later down the road. That you were man enough to come to her and say, I'm not the man you think I am, and I'm sorry. I made mistakes. I did what I was supposed to do. And hey, if we leave each other, guess what? Maybe I'm better in 6 months. Maybe I'm better in 2 years. But I know I got to come to you as a man and say, I'm not right. I'm wrong. In every way wrong. But man, when you talk about relationships, let me tell you something. Communication is everything in relationships. But most importantly than just communication, I'm going to tell you something that'll save most relationships in this world. Check yourself first to make sure you're who you are before you convince somebody to believe who you're not.
Mm. Listen, I'm so pumped about that, what you just said, because let's say, George, you go take your time and you go away for whatever period of time. Here's what I think your underlying question to us really was. Your question is, should I have any shame? And here's the thing. I think there's a big difference between guilt and shame. Guilt is, I feel bad about what I've done and I'm willing to learn learn from it. Shame is I feel bad about who I am. My research has shown me overwhelmingly that when people live in shame, they act out of shame. So if you're looking for an excuse to have shame and then go do a bunch of self-harm and then go lead yourself down a dark path, I'm not going to give it to you. But if you're looking for, do I need to feel guilty about what I've done and learn from it? Sure. But I'm not saying sit in guilt forever, but it's guilt's a natural emotion. Like when, if you're a caring person and you do something wrong, of course you're going to feel guilt, and that's okay to feel. Just learn from it. Just learn. We're all human. We all make mistakes. But don't give yourself permission to live in shame where you say, well, then I'm no good. I'm a terrible person. I guess it's all me. And then you go into drugs, alcohol, whatever, and some sort of bad coping mechanisms, because then it just makes it worse. So yeah, own up to it. And I think you have in some way, at least, because we see that that's from your statement that you were owning up to some part of it. That, like Ray said, I agree. That's being a man. And then from here, just grow from here, constantly grow. That's huge, man. Listen, tackling life, we don't mind getting deep. We're happy to get deep. Sometimes we have light fan Fridays. We have a little deep fan Friday, but we're here for you because that's why we call this show Tackling Life. We tackle all aspects of life, whether they're light or whether they're deep, but that's what it's about.
Dog, that's why we do it, man. I'm telling you, I don't think, you know, last few weeks was challenging and, you know, all this stuff be going on and, you know, everybody has days of frustrations. And that's what, you know, I want to say to you, George, like, me or Doc, we do not live perfect lives. 100%. Like everybody out there, we don't live no perfect lives, man. Like, we go through our battles, we go through all of these things. But I think because of our foundation, our ability to really be accountable to ourselves, like, it always grounds us. And I think, you know, just the end is for all the people out there is, I think, really master, I think the thing is master your foundation. Sometimes when we get lost out there in this big old world, I think we forget that most of the time we get lost because we get away from our foundation. Like, the foundation will always keep you really humble. It'll humble you because there are certain things when you have a foundation, there are certain things that you must do. Your principles, there are certain things that you must do because of who I am and what I stand for. Right. So regardless on what I go through during the whole week, regardless of what people want to say about me, at the end of the day, I'm going to encourage everybody that's listening today to understand this one thing. Nobody dictates your happiness. Nobody tells you who you can be and how you can be that person. Yeah. If you want to be a better person, George, if you want to make sure you came to us and you said the things that you admit, all these things. So if you want to be that person, go be the person. I told somebody this the other day. There's nothing in your life becomes serious until you actually take it serious.
Yeah.
And that's where we're going to leave life. This week, next 30 days, write down what's serious in your life and ask yourself, are you willing to make it serious? That's where we are.
I love it. I love it. Hey, listen, I know how to end on a light note. You see me sitting here drinking out of a measuring cup because my wife's not out here and I'm out here by myself right now. And as a man who has a wife who does everything for him, with me by myself, I don't even have glasses. I'm just drinking out of a measuring cup so I can get enough water in. I got the same measuring cup I'm drinking out of every day. She came out here for a little bit and I brought them out and she's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I don't know. What do I drink out of? She's like, you don't even know to drink out of a cup? Nope. Trying to get the right amount of water in.
Hey, Doc, listen here. I'm going to excuse you for that one, Doc. I'm going to give it.
I go home tomorrow and then it's back to my wife knows how to help me out and get through life.
Yeah. Yeah, hurry up and get back home, Doc. I don't want you drinking out of measuring cups.
Hey, all right.
Hey, man. appreciate you, man. Good work. Good work on the show, man. Let's connect soon, man. We got a lot of work to do.
All right, buddy. Have a great weekend.
All right, man. You too. Yeah.
Thank you for downloading the Tackling Life podcast. For more Tackling Life content, go to tacklinglifepodcast.com. You'll find links to our pages on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and other podcast sites where you can subscribe and get to all new episodes automatically downloaded every week. When you visit Tackling Life website, you'll also find links to our Facebook and Twitter pages where you can give us feedback, questions, ideas, and suggestions. You can also call us at 646-762-4432. We might play your message on the show. That's 646-762-4432. If you like this episode, please share it with a friend. Until next time, for the legend, Ray Lewis, I'm Dr. Christian Conti.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.